The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is your weekly tip. It is tip number 3 for the Road Crew Radio Series for you guys. This is the weekly tip that we have started for you. And what we've done, and for those of you that have tuned in and trying to figure out what all this crazy coolness is going on and all these cool logos and stuff that you see everywhere, is that we've decided that we've sat down and we're going to be talking to a lot of the guys that are the industry pros behind the scenes, all right? You know, behind the scenes of maybe the record you've bought, behind the scenes of maybe the live show you've seen, or even that fantastic event that you're actually all up and in about. How about that? And what's even cooler is that, you know, since we've been doing these interviews and stuff, we've been able to pull some of the guys back in so that they can give you a tip, you know, for something. And, you know, that tip could relate to anything. You know, it might be something for when you're in the studio, and it might be something for when you're on stage, or it might even be for something when you're out on the road, all right? Tonight is very special because our tip comes into Memphis all the way from the UK. You guys have heard him here before. I've had him on before doing a full interview, and it is so awesome to have Mr. Kevin Batty Walsh back on the phone with me. Hi, honey.
Hey. Bonjour. Guten Abend from the future.
Oh, you are always talking to me from the future, and I am always looking to you for some advice as I tell you things from the past to remind you. Let's remember. Yes.
Yeah, it's looking funny in the past. Hearing it on the TV, it looks better over here in the future.
It does, yeah. Right? Okay.
I don't know what's going on over there with you, but all that's happened is we've still got Brexit and Big Ben's had its bing bongs closed off for a couple of years.
Oh, look at
so
you.
If you're coming over to see Big Ben, you're not going to hear it chime. It's as dangerous as it gets over there.
It is. What are you, no, for those of you who've tuned in, I'm talking to Batty Walsh. Batty, what are you getting into? What shows are you working on right now?
Well, it's summer over here, which is usually on a Wednesday summer in England, but it seems to have lasted for a week or so, and it's festival season over here. So with the festivals, and it's English-British summertime, we've got loads of rain and mud, and my skin is lovely, all the mud baths I've been having.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic. We've got loads of festivals going on here.
Oh, good for you.
She's been back in town again, the Sea Lion Lady.
Okay.
She was back, yeah. Yeah. And I've got to tell you, I know we're a heavy metal show and that, but that her touring crew are something else. They're really cool.
Oh, fantastic. And I know that you've actually been reaching out to some of your brothers, and everybody's been, you know, kind of talking back and forth, you know, especially with all the stuff that we're doing here. And so, and everybody's getting real excited, and I appreciate you for that.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, we've been messaging and coming up with ideas and things.
That's fantastic.
I missed Rob's on Saturday, Rob Scoville, but I've managed to download it, so I'm going to listen to that.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what. We got the cool side of him, okay? We got the candid side, and he actually, yes, we got the very cool. We had so much fun. He had me tickling, laughing so much, you know, and he promised to buy me a martini. So, we became really fast friends.
He's all right, man. I came across him in first, I think it was 87 when he did Def Leppard, Hysteria, and I was doing Tesla.
Yes.
And Tesla supported him over on this side of the pond. And he's a good guy.
He's a fantastic guy. Well, listen, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So you know that this is the road. This is the weekly road tip that we do for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series. And you know, I have to ask the advice of a pro from behind the scenes. And so ultimately, that's why you've shown back into our world again tonight. And you know, and I want to know what kind of tip. I want to know what your tip is that you want to throw out for everybody tonight. For those that may be working behind the scenes, what advice would you give? What's your tip for tonight?
Right, well, we couldn't get the pro, so you'll have to make do with me for tonight.
Oh, stop it.
I looked at technical stuff, and I thought, well, we've probably all got a few then, but it's maybe slightly different.
Okay.
And it's communication. And you're probably thinking, what, telephones and talking to people on Slack? No. Communication around the world when we get to gigs. And talking to people
that
you might not think they understand English, but they probably do. A lot of them do, but why not just learn a few of their words?
Nice.
And
I know where this is coming from.
Yeah.
I know what story this is coming from, and that is perfect. That is a perfect tip, especially if you get that opportunity and you get to go tour the world. You know, the least that you could do is that when you go to someone else's country, that you do learn a few words to get you by and get you through.
Well, the thing about it is, I've found the first guy that really sort of I've heard doing it, and he was American, Danny Murphy. He was with Metallica, his guitar tech. Mm-hmm. In 87, and he had a few words of French, and the guys in the truck, when he was packing the truck, just latched onto him and thought, well, he's trying to speak this and he's not doing a bad job at it, so we'll just go along with it, and then speaking English to him anyway. But you tour the world now. We've made, and we did Europe and Spain for ages, and then we went to South America, and I think nearly all of South America apart from Brazil speaks Spanish.
Oh wow.
So I just started teaching myself Spanish, and it was a big help. And it also, it got trucks loaded without anybody getting hurt. People understood. It might not have been very good Spanish, but they knew what I was on about. And we got it done. I used to call it truck Spanish, and it was fine.
Right.
And if you try anything French, Italian, Portuguese, German, anything, if you can just say hello to somebody, at least you're starting to break the ice.
Right.
I've seen some people I've worked with that'll just shout to somebody in English. I'll pull them to one side and say, you know what, if that guy doesn't understand English, all you're doing at him now is you're just shouting in English, and maybe he does understand it, and he's thinking, I'm not going to help you now anyway. You're just shouting at me.
You're just shouting at me. You need to learn a little respect.
Just learn some simple words like up, down, left, right, heavy, light, backwards, forwards, pull, push, wheels.
Okay. See, that's different. I mean, and you're, you know, it's funny because when you make the mention, you know, Batty, about using their language, you know, most people are thinking, okay, hello, where's the bathroom and stuff. And no, you're talking road crew. You're talking road tips. You're like, you know, what it is that you do in order to get your job done. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, but I mean, it's from that, you learn the other stuff because it's actually quite, you know, you want to say where's the toilets, where's breakfast, where's the bar? Well, I know that in the best language.
You know that in all the languages.
Penny's,
I don't even want to hear from you.
That's the other one. but that just come out of one, me annoying one promoter one day, his rep, and I kept going up to him saying, what's wheels in Spanish? And he'd tell me, I'll say, what's, if I want to spin something, what's, how do I say spin? And he's going, gira, why, what's heavy? Sad. Why are you asking? I said, well, when I pack the truck tonight, I want to say to the guys, this case is really heavy, so muy pesado. Yes, he said. I want four guys on each corner.
Right.
We have cuatro hombres on esquina. Watch your fingers and hands. Attention manos y dedos.
Oh.
This is heavy. We're going to tip it. Levanta. The bottom of the case is going to go here, and the wheels, the ruedas, are going to go to the left-hand side of the truck. Gira. Ruedas izquierda, spin it, wheels to the left.
Very and nice.
Trucks get packed. People get, and I used to go back down to South America, and they'd say, here comes Irish. Hey, Irish, how you doing? You packed the truck. Yeah, we do all that.
Because they gave you a nickname, because they like you, because you respected them, and you learned their language in order to communicate.
They would say, one guy, because I can't count in English, I want to learn to count. So I said, well, we'll stand at the back of the truck. I'll count in Spanish and you count in English. See how far we can get. another time in Argentina, I go onto the truck and the crew guys are on there. And one of the crew guys said something very derogatory. So I said something back to him twice as derogatory.
Oh, of course.
Him. And all his crew guys just laughed and said, he speaks Spanish. Leave the truck now. So, you know.
See?
It kind of works both ways. But if you just try to speak something simple, then I've found that people will will speak English. Generally, a lot of people speak English around the world, I know, because it's such an easy language, I guess.
Well, of course.
If you just try to put yourself out and you're in their country and learn something simple, than how you're doing, you know. And like with Celine Dion's people were here again, and they're French Canadian, and one of my local crew guys, young guy, very good guy, he said, I can speak fluent French, but I don't understand what these guys are saying. And I said, it's because they're French Canadian.
Different.
From Quebec. And one of the crew said, their crew said, do you know the difference? I said, yes, I think you use more slang in your speech. And he said, that's exactly what it is. You may not understand some of the words we say. And I got on great with that crew, put 6 video screens up with them, and when my guys didn't understand what they were saying, I could tell them in English, and back and forwards. We had a great day, really good.
See, that's so awesome. How many languages can you speak, Batty?
I've lost a lot of them because I don't use them anymore, but the usual French, Spanish, German. You see, at school, I couldn't be bothered with French. I thought it was a waste of time, but 30 years on. Hang on a second. If I can just say a few words. So German, French, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese. Japanese, I thought I'd learn. And when you go to Japan, they're great over there. Kenny and Tolly the same, and Dan, they speak English. So it's still nice to have some.
Of course it is.
Japanese.
Of course, the Japanese and the Asians, the Asian language is you know, all of it is and of course, you know, speaking from experience here, you know, it's difficult because of the dialects and the tones, you know, you can say something, you could say the same word in 7 different tones in some of those languages, and it means 7 different things, and you could really screw yourself up.
Yeah, I mean Portuguese and Spanish and everyone, all of them are the same. They're not, and Spanish has got a few words that can mean different. Abajo can mean bottom or downstairs. Well, it depends on the context of the phrase you're using. There's lots of words. You know, Polish I never tried.
No, okay. Although,
you know, and Sweden and Finnish was all, it's all a bit strange, but, you know, got by, you know.
You got by.
I've had English guys shouting at people in Europe, and I'm going, do you know what? The guy really probably does understand very good English, but all you're doing now is just shouting at him. Can't you just learn one or two of his words? And you'll find you'll get a lot more out of people, and they'll respect you for even if it's bad grammar in their language, they know that you're trying.
At least you're trying.
You know also that if you're loading a truck with them, you're trying to stop them from getting hurt by heavy cases that need to be lifted and spun. And you don't want them to hurt their fingers and their hands. So it's respect. I do respect it, you know.
It is perfect respect. What a great tip. So you guys heard it here. Tip number 3 right here for the weekly tip. It is communication, according to Batty. You know, what you need to do is that when you do get the opportunity and you get to tour the world, you need to take the time to learn a few words in that country's native language, you know, just to be respectful.
Where's the bar? Beer.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
Por cervezas, por favor.
That's perfect. That's some classy. That's some classic tip right there, man. That's classy. I like that. Yes, coming from Batty, that's classy. That's awesome.
It's pretty good for me, that one.
I know. I love you, baby. You know that.
Speak English, mind you. Some of the American. I mean, it took us 2,000 years to get this language right, and it took you like 200 to mess it up.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you, Batty. That is just, you know, 'cause I was kind of worried when I saw the phone ring, and it was like, oh God, I don't know what he's going to tell me.
I tell you what, I like that Fragile Mortals song. That's my favorite song. Which I love that.
It is a great song. Fired Up. It is Fired Up. Yes, Fragile Mortals.
Fired Up.
Fired Up. That is what it is. Stop right there. It is Fired Up.
Great song.
It is a great song. See, it gets you in the mood, doesn't it? All of a sudden, you want to go stock the truck, man, and go on the road.
Yeah, it's like, when I hear that, and I'm thinking, it's my theme tune. Let's get the truck's out. Let's get the van back to Kenny.
Let's do this.
Thanks. Let's get out there. And I've got, I think tonight as well, listening in Mariette in Georgia, is Brian Gazo, who's another old road mate from Bad Company and whatnot.
Okay, you were mentioning.
So how far away Marietta is from you, Georgia. It's up the road a bit, isn't it?
That's not too far. It's closer to me than it is to you.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm keeping away from you a lot. I'm staying over here.
Oh, whatever. You know, you'll come to the dark side and you'll get over here at some point.
October.
Yes, October. When in October are you going to be here?
21st. To the 24th.
For a couple of days.
Four nights, yeah.
Okay, good deal. Well, you never know. You never know who may crash in on you. You know. Yeah.
You never know. I'm hoping Greg Smith does. He's supposed to be buying me a beer.
Well, then, yeah, of course. I'm sure there's a ton of people that's supposed to be buying you a beer, Batty.
Ken Barr, you never know, he might get up there.
He may get up there. You never know. You never know who might be out there. So, yeah, so Batty's throwing out the battle cry. You know, he wants his brothers to come see him when he comes to the States.
Yeah, man.
Good deal.
Well, I think we're going to all have to get back together. I think Potter's back in the saddle again.
Okay. He's actually doing a couple of things. Absolutely, he's doing a couple of things. So you'll have that opportunity. Yes, you never know. You never know.
All the stars are aligning. We'll all meet up somewhere at a gig and go, oh, God. We've got to do all this again.
All of it. Every last bit of it, you know, and that's when the magic happens and the four horsemen ride again. Go.
Oh, no. The Glimmer Trio. Oh, dear.
Honey, thank you so much for taking time down and calling me with this week's road tip. You rock.
Right.
You know, and I always know I have you in my pocket, so if I need another tip and stuff, I'm going to call. I like your tips. That was classy. It's very good.
Yeah, I don't mind not sleeping all night and getting up at the crack of a spatter's fart.
You know what? Don't even act like you don't think this was fun. You tune in anyway. You talk to me all the time as it is, so you better stop. Well, honey, I gotta get back to it. I'm gonna play some more music. I got the UK calling me again later tonight too. I got Devil's Fire. They're calling in later. They're gonna call in about an hour.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to work for those guys. Can you tell them?
You know what? I sure will. In fact, I'll let them know that we had this conversation earlier.
And they're
on.
From Birmingham as well.
Absolutely. You never know, man.
Boys. It's okay. You got a ready-made guitar tech here.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna say something. Watch me. I'll say something, and who knows? We may actually hook you up.
Yeah, you never know. Memphis Radio with Ken Barr Films.
Mm-hmm, yeah, absolutely. You know, and we actually hook up a gig in Birmingham. How's that work?
That'll be great. You see, I could go down there and interview them for you, you know?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
They could interview me, I could interview them, I could record it, and we can get it out there over on Memphis Radio.
There it is.
The rock station.
There it is. You were killing me. Go get you some rest, baby doll. I'm going to rock out some more here on on Radio Memphis.
Yeah, cool.
All right, baby. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Take care, America. See you next time from the future. Bye-bye now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kevin Batty Walsh. I love Batty. He's so cool. And, of course, what a fantastic tip for you guys this week. Tip number three for the road tip for a Radio Road Crew series. It is communication. When you get the opportunity and you get to tour the world, make sure you take the time to learn a few words in that country's native language, because that's going to get you a lot farther than standing there and screaming at them. How about that?
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.